Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Presented by Hurricane Creek Federal Credit Union, Everett Buick GMC, and Camping World, it's the biggest fundraiser of the year, and all proceeds go to support the seven-time and defending 7A state champion, Bryant Hornets football team.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Wednesday, July 15th. I'm David Basil, joined by Roger Scott. We have been traveling the country. Last week, we were in Atlanta, Georgia for NASCAR. And today, we're in Dallas for the Cliff Harris Award ceremony with three winners from across the country getting the prestigious Cliff Harris Award trophy, $3,000 per trophy. Here in the study of Cliff Harris, we're trying to two things. I think we got Todd Pierce. First of all, Todd Pierce is producing because Roger Christian Weaver's out today.
Yes.
And then I think we've got JM Justin Moore on the phone. He's traveling today. Justin, are you there? I didn't tell Todd that you were going to jump on with us. Todd, do you can you punch Justin up? He should be on one of the tie lines there.
I've got all lines open.
Hey, okay. Hey,
Roger. Here he you is. Justin, good morning, Justin. Can you hear
us? What's up, guys?
Hey, good hey, morning. Man. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you get Daly or not, Todd?
He is on hold right now.
Oh. Okay, let's hit his open, and then we'll get everybody together and crank this thing up.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Man.
Are you kidding me?
I had him there, but I'll
try
him again.
Well, oh, my God.
Something's going on. We had this yesterday. You heard it, Justin. We had him like three times yesterday.
That's right.
It's just his phone, right?
I mean, it is, because we took graffiti, so we know the calls were still working and all that. So it's just something his head.
Well, I tell you, Todd, just try it again, and while you're doing that, golly, we'll try it one more time. Let me just tell him, we'll try it one more time.
While you're doing that, and shout out to, once again, the new Family Market store has opened up, and we'll be down there in a couple of weeks. We've had to push because of summer of adventure. We've had to move that, but they are officially open on Albert Pike, right down the street from Bradford Marine there on Albert Pike, $2.37 a gallon of gas if you use your rewards card, and that's only at that location, the new Family Market. Congrats, guys.
Yeah, for sure. Another great location. Justin Moore, say hello to Cliff Harris.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Justin. Good morning, Justin. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
You know, we got greatness all over the place. You know, Cliff, Justin Moore just had his 14th number one hit.
Wow.
He's on a number one morning radio show. We just got our ratings back in number one. Yeah. Except for that, we can't get a connection with John Daly. Right, and then,
I'm
of course, you know, just
online, see if that helps.
Well, yeah, just I think it must be a Daly deal.
I don't know. He may be on a track phone.
And of course, Justin.
No disrespect,
Justin. Justin is a Steelers fan. Cliff,
much to
your chagrin. Yeah, but you know, Justin, in 10 years that Cliff played, he played in 5 Super Bowls in 10 years, and only 13 players in the history of the league have played in 5 Super Bowls. So, always love getting him in with a gold jacket, and
that's
had some
cool.
Great time. Yeah, his study, man, is just like walking back in history.
It is for me.
It's getting further and further away
it's
not present.
No, it's not. And, of course, we talked about, you know, there's so much in the 70s was, you know, identified with the Steelers and the Cowboys. Now, somebody said now the hairdo that you have on your bust in the Hall of Fame, you still have that hairdo now. It's the exact same hairdo, so that works.
I try to keep it up. Yeah, keep it simple. Yeah. Lose all your hair when you're young and keep the size.
It's a great story, Justin. We talked about it earlier about a guy who, you know, everybody overlooked. And Justin sort of has that same deal. He goes to Nashville. Justin doesn't get the attention. Said, I'm going to go back home to Poen. I can be just as successful. He's got 14 number one hits. Small town USA makes it big. And you were overlooked in high school, overlooked in college. And so that's what makes the story really, really cool. Now, Justin, now you said today you're taking Ella up to look at some colleges. Is that right?
Just one. She was invited for a visit for softball, but I don't even know the name of the school. I know it's three and a half hours from home, and it ain't Fayetteville.
Right. Well, you know what? That may be where, not there, but she may end up going to a school that's 6 hours away and not Fayetteville.
I'm kidding. But no, it's kind of exciting for her. She was invited to go to a Notre Dame camp a couple of weeks ago. She went to that, and then this will be her first visit, if you will. But
well, that's cool.
That's kind of neat.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
For her, it's got to be. And so exciting for you, the parents. That's in the background of John. Todd's trying to connect with him.
It's neat. It'll be a good experience either way moving forward. You know,
and she'll be in the 11th grade next year or 10th grade.
Yeah, 11th.
11th. Yeah. So and she's got a lot of softball. So John Daly is we're trying, but this is what John Daly said. He said, "Damn it, I love Captain Crash. I fell in love with the Cowboys when I was 4, never ever leaving them for 56 years."
Yeah, that's a fact.
So I think
that's where it works.
I think this is what we'll do for this interview. All I'm just going to read his text message.
Would you do that? Ask him if he has any questions for Cliff.
It allows you the opportunity to edit.
Well, you know, it's funny, Cliff. Now, Justin Moore is doing a great deal. He's raising money for a lot of good causes. He has a golf tournament for fundraiser for St. Jude. He's raised last year $800,000.
Wow.
Before that, $500,000. Of course, Cliff, Justin, has done one for 30 years.
Yeah,
which is
that long time.
Nice. Which is remarkable.
I've just been around longer than you, Justin.
Yeah, that's okay. Who's the best golfer, Cliff, of the Cowboys, when you bring in the boys to play?
Oh,
is the best?
Gosh, that's a really good question. I don't think any of them were good golfers. Probably Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the comparison between, because you play with Roger Staubach, Troy? What are the things that make them similar, and obviously the size wise, you know, Aikman's a huge dude, but there's similarities between what makes them great, both of those guys?
Well, one of the things that a quarterback does and that's demanded is that leadership qualities, and you know, Roger's one of those guys that's just an incredible leader, and Troy has the same thing. So you want guys that the way that I look at it is when things are tough and on the field and you're behind, you want guys, and this is what I think about when I think about Roger and Troy both.
Yeah,
is that, and you know it too, Baz. So is that, you know, when things are tough and you're behind, you want guys that'll step up and win the game for you.
Yeah.
And you've seen that over and over. And that's the part that uh, uh, of 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 the character of people that are, when you're down, you can come back up and win the game.
Chris Washer was a Heisman Trophy winner, played for Navy, and you guys had the triplets, just like you sort of had the triplets in the 90s. You know, you guys had Tony Dorsett, Roger, and would you say Drew Pearson?
Yeah.
On the offensive side of the ball, and they've got Troy, Michael, and Emmett. Yeah. So, and just like sort of the Razorbacks, you had the triplets early, and you had another triplet that came through a little bit later. But the problem now, Justin, is that they've gone 30 years with no. Yeah.
It's not 30 years.
Not one of them.
30 years.
Yeah. That sounds an awful lot like the Razorbacks.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, Justin. You know, Matt, your son.
Yeah.
You know, play for the Razorbacks, and they have not had success since when he was with Petrino. That was the last time we've really had. You know, some national set. We've had a little bit under Bielema. I had 1 year under Sam. It's just, and you sort of keep up with Razorback sports the best you can. Yeah, it's a frustrating deal.
Well, you know, Justin, I wanted to tell you this. Moore is part of my, so we're probably related somehow because we're both from Arkansas.
I'm sure.
and the Moore's family in Prescott, Arkansas, so where are you from? Where's your foundation in Arkansas?
Yeah, so I'm from, excuse me, I was mid-bite into a protein bar. I'm from about 45 miles south of Little Rock, a little town called Poen.
Oh, I know where Poen is.
Okay, yeah. In between Malvern and Sheridan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then the St. Jude event we do in Little Rock each year, and Cali Baz, you'd have to help me. I forget what year it is, but 5 or 6. And then we do a big Boys and Girls Club event in Saline County each year. So
that's Benton.
Done that for 10
Benton
years?
Benton Bryant, yeah.
Yeah,
I think you're right, Baz.
Yeah, raised a million or two, something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I love the guys. I love the fact that you take your celebrity and turn it into something positive. Do a lot of the Cowboys have tournaments? Are you one of the few that do this, or are there others that you have to go play for as well?
Well, there used to be, I think, that's an interesting question. I'm trying to think back about. There weren't many other tournaments, I don't think. I think Aikman had one at one time.
Right.
He may still have it.
Didn't you used to do an FCA, a Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Yeah, I did. I did that in
Arkansas.
In Arkansas. I still have it.
You still
in
do?
Hot Springs.
Okay.
Yeah, I still have that that tournament in Arkansas. That's
and I think by the way, I think we may have John Daly.
Let's see.
JD, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
How about that? We called a different number. We called you Anna's number. And so, how you doing, buddy? Glad to have you on the show.
I played with John Daly.
Do you remember playing with Cliff Harris sometime?
Yeah, I'm sure I made an impact on you. We played, I don't know, I can't remember what tournament it was, but we played a tournament together.
JD, do you remember that?
It was, wasn't it our guy that did the Jacobson Mowers, Cliff? We did it at Dallas Club.
Dallas Club.
Dallas Country Club. Is that, yeah, so.
John's been in so many of it.
I know, yeah.
So, John, tell us what you were talking about growing up as a kid and loving Cliff and loving the Cowboys.
I just loved them ever since I was 4 years old. I mean, that team in the 70s was just the team. It was always them against the Steelers, and that was kind of the big thing. And I remember the nickname him Captain Crash, and Cliff could hit. Cliff could hit. My God, he could hit. It was fun watching him.
Yeah, I wish we could have gotten one of those Steeler games. We played a couple the Steelers twice, and I know Bradshaw gets an edge with Basil and these guys because he gets on and talks with them all the time. So,
I didn't cut him any slack.
It's still Cowboys. The other thing we talked about earlier, John and Justin, is that not only did you go to 5 Super Bowls, only 13 players in the history of the league have done that, but you were 6 straight Pro Bowls. You were in 6 of the 10 years you played. The first few, you're trying to deal with your commitment to the military in Vietnam. I mean, you're juggling that. You wonder maybe what even could have been. And then you retired age 31, so, you know, which is probably...
That exhausts me to just listen to you read that off.
It makes me tired.
It makes me realize just how lazy that I truly am.
Which Super Bowl win was your favorite and why? Is there one in particular that you
I mean, I liked them both, but I do like, well, we just lost my good friend Craig Morton,
who's
the quarterback for the Denver Broncos, and because he played for the Cowboys, I got to know him, and that's one thing about playing free safety is that your opponent is the quarterback. And trying to figure them out and where they're going to do, and I knew Craig pretty well, and so we beat him up there. So that was one of my. I don't want to talk about one of your buddies, you know.
Yeah, they beat you. Well, do the two you lost that irritate you more than the two you win? Sometimes that's the problem.
The three we lost then. So, Bradshaw, you know, I know he gets on the show and gets on your show and talks about it.
That's okay.
I've got a great picture.
Hey, Cliff, don't feel so bad. I mean, I was at 2 weeks ago. I was in my buddy's golf course. We're doing a charity event, and I got a special gift from a well-renowned Steeler player. And it was a gift from Rocky Blair. It was a signed. It was a signed Vietnam helmet. That he gave me and a ball. And I put the helmet on. I tell you what. How in the hell did you guys wear those helmets? They were so. I mean, I put this thing on and it was so heavy. Yeah. I mean, I had to feel for you guys, man. That was brutal, but, you know, it was a great gift from him, and you guys had to go through there, it was just insane. And we appreciate your service more than, I think, just as much as I do your football, man, because I know you had to, but the stories, I mean, that helmet, I've got it. I'm going to put it in my house in Arkansas, cool. But it just put tears in my eyes.
Well, you know, Rocky Blair and I went on a USO tour to Thailand one time, and I got to meet him, and we went, I mean, it was a 2 week tour or something crazy over there. I can't believe we did it, and went to visit all these air bases and air bases and army bases and jungle bases. And I don't know why I did it, but
was he the guy that did the commercial with you for Sports Illustrated and he called it, what did he call it, Washita? Instead of Washita?
Yeah, and then I asked him, he said Washita, and I said Washita, and I said to him, so where'd you go to school, Rocky? And then he gave me this look, and that ended the Sports Illustrated commercial.
Was he Penn State? Is that what he was?
No, Notre Dame.
Gotcha. Well, you know, it's funny. We were just talking about
Chris. Yeah, John and I played together one time.
Yeah. We were talking about the story of Cliff Harris, you know, starting from nothing and everybody overlooking him. We talked about Justin Moore, about how people overlooked Justin, and look what we're now with 14 number ones. John Daly, this is the anniversary. This is the British Open, one of the two majors that he won. And obviously there's a lot of folks that overlooked you coming out of Arkansas years ago, John.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all right. I mean, I don't know how you just say it. It seems like a century ago, doesn't it?
It does.
It all happened.
I love the British Open. I love to watch the British Open. It's one of my favorite tournaments.
Well, when Roger and I went to, was it Scotland? Mm-hmm. When we over there, all we had to do was say John Daly's name.
Yeah.
I mean, they love him over there. Yeah. I mean, that's
free food.
Yeah, I think there were a couple of bars named after John.
Yeah, over there was, too. A couple of bar stools. Yeah, always reserved.
Now, John, we do have to admit, and Justin is fine with it, but, you know, yesterday, you know, was his first day back on the show. He's been in rehab, and 30 now is 30. Today's 37 days. Justin, is that right?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, and so we were saying yesterday, we invite Justin back on the show. Way to go, Justin. Yep. There we go. All right, let's go to John Daly, sponsored by Good Boy Vodka.
And well, he hangs that, up. You know,
good stuff.
I had a drink for you for a long time. I had a drink for Raj for a long time now. Tommy for a long time. Jeez. Oh, I guess I have to drink for Justin too, man.
Yeah. Thank you, John. You're always giving.
You're running around with the wrong group.
I'm telling you, Cliff, I don't know. And listen, and Roger and I have had a chance to watch Justin and the grind of doing being a country music artist on the weekend, where you're going to three different cities every weekend. But I tell you, John Daly, you know, he's our age, he's in his 60s. And man, every other day, he's making another appearance at another, you know, a golf appearance and a public appearance, and he's signing autographs. It's a grind, man. I give John credit for, you know, he works.
Yes.
You know, he's not afraid to work.
He does not.
Well, hey, Justin, I know a lot of people that, you know, in the music industry, they're doing the same thing, man. I'm proud of you for one. Second of all,
Thanks, brother.
Still going to go through all these cities, and you're still going to, even sober, you're going to ask your road manager or whatever, your agent, what city am I in?
we do want to thank Honda of Russellville for sponsoring John. I don't know why there was been a phone issue. We'll work on that. But thanks, Honda of Russellville for. Matter of fact, let's hit that open just to make sure and give them credit for sponsoring. If you have that, Todd.
Play the guitar.
Yeah, you can play the guitar.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership, with an inventory that nobody else has. Check them out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
So, thanks to Honda of Russellville. We're looking at the picture of Rocky Blyer and the helmet that he gave you, JD. I'm going to send that to Justin, too. Pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Yeah, it's
he lost part of his foot too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Vietnam. Yeah.
In Vietnam.
Yeah, it's a different time. When John, we were telling the story, Cliff, was where he's trying to balance his commitment to the military, where he makes the starting lineup for the Dallas Cowboys as a rookie halfway through the season, and they go, sorry, you've got to go do your military commitment.
Right.
And you missed that last half of the season for the most part, trying to make it work. You know, and then you came back for the Super Bowl, and you were able to, you know, you were juggling all that.
So. Well, I went to basic training during the week, and I went to and I played on Sundays.
Yeah.
But that's what.
But you could, I mean, just think if you'd had a commitment of doing being the whole week and being able to practice and prepare for games.
Oh, no question.
You might have made it to the Hall of Fame. Wait a minute.
It probably would have. It probably was better for me because I didn't have classic all week, and I set it down.
We got a lot of champions on the show today. We've got Roger Scott.
Thank you very much.
Justin Moore, yeah, John Daly, and Cliff Harris, and a really great. You know what? In all of us. You know, not all of us, all of y'all are Arkansans.
Yeah.
Even though I know John was born in California, but you were raised in Arkansas.
You were born somewhere else. You're an Arkansas boy.
Yeah, but it's really cool to see success of Arkansans. And John, we'll let you go. I'm glad we finally got you on, just at least for a few minutes, especially since you love Cliff and love the Cowboys.
Worked out.
Yeah, I want to play some golf with you.
Let's do it.
When
then.
I get some
Let's
shots in my back.
Like the same thing we say in Arkansas. Once a Razorback, always a Razorback. Once a Cowboy, right. always a Cowboy.
By the way, Cliff, have you seen John's beard? You know how John's got that. He's got that beard going now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
It's your trademark now.
It's a trademark.
All right, JD. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, JD. Johnny.
All right. Love you guys. Love you. Go Hogs. Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
There you go.
All right, Johnny. We'll
take
go Tigers.
There you go. Got to put an OBU in there. That's exactly right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. And Justin, we got you, what, 20 more minutes? Is that right? 20 until 9?
Yeah. Something like that.
That's cool. Hey, listen, doing the daddy thing. Listen, I love when you do the daddy thing. Roger's doing the granddad deal.
Yeah, I love doing the granddad.
He loves doing the granddad. They call him Pop Pop.
What do your grandkids call you?
Pawpaw. It all works.
There's nothing like them. Yeah. I mean, I love my kids. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But, you know.
And I will tell you, Justin, Cliff not only is an NFL Hall of Famer, he's a great recruiter. His wife, Karen, beautiful, smart. Keeps you in line.
You're right on every one of those. Yeah, check all those boxes.
She's a champ. All right, we'll take a break. Awesome. Come back. More of Cliff Harris. A little bit more with Justin Moore. We got Joe Nichols coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. He's just a day away from the release, you know, full tilt boogie release.
Yeah, man.
C'est la vie. It's going to be, I think it's going to really do well for him.
Don't get that with us. On him.
I know, true. Good point. Good point. All right, don't go away. 8:30.
You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in.
Catch the Buzz's Ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Highly regarded class of 2027 big man Caleb Orego committed to the University of Arkansas on Tuesday. Orego, who is 6'10 and 220 pounds, reportedly took official visits to Kentucky and BYU before visiting Fayetteville in June. He's considering reclassifying as a 2026 prospect. Orego is a consensus four-star prospect with ESPN rating him the number 6 center and number 42 overall prospect in the nation in the 2027 class. Sticking with basketball, there are more impressive performances from former Hogs in the NBA Summer League. Trevin Brazile scored a game-high 32 points as Denver beat Oklahoma City 106-103. Darius Acuff had 26, but the Kings lost to the Brooklyn Nets 115-83. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain chances are still high today. A 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms with a high of only 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm with an overnight low of 71. Tomorrow, we'll get back into the 90s. A high of 91, partly cloudy with some isolated showers or thunderstorms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we're going to talk Razorback football and Razorback basketball, of course. But we'll also hit on a big Nike EYBL tournament in Las Vegas. We'll head live to Vegas. Also, we got Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen joining us to talk about all the promos they have this weekend. And Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, talking college football. All that and a whole lot more coming up Friday on Out of Bounds.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, it is 8:35 on this Wednesday, July 15th. Special show, Morning Mayhem on the go again.
Yes.
Summer of Adventure. We were at NASCAR this weekend, two races Saturday and Sunday in Atlanta. We're in Dallas today at Cliff Harris's home and then going to the Star to present the Cliff Harris Awards. And then the next week, Roger, I'll be in Tampa for SEC Media Days. And, of course, we've gone, Justin, I don't know if you – probably would not know, but we did this thing. We're 500 years of Arkansas restaurants where we picked out five restaurants that have been open at least 100 years, and we've knocked out four of them.
Mariana, Hot Springs at the Ohio Club. Mariana was Jones Barbecue.
Yeah.
Mina. The White House
right,
in Camden.
Right.
Mina was
Skyline Cafe.
And we're going to go to Blyville.
The Dixie Pig.
Yeah,
so we've done four of those.
I'm very close to Blyville.
Oh, are you? Right now. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
because he's going to Paragold. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Cliff. And it's been a cool thing to do that. And do want to thank Oaklawn for sponsoring our Summer of Adventure.
It's been fun.
Yeah, Justin, just the history. There's so much social media. When you post on there, hey, we're having lunch there, 5,000 people. I've been there. The family grew up there.
Yeah.
We had guys for the one in Camden. Said they as 6-year-olds they sat on those stools that are still there in the 40s. Their dads would take them up there, so it's been cool to do that.
Well, going down to Mena, we probably passed some of your old stomping ground. I'm sure you spent a minute or two eating a pie at Shangri-La.
Oh yes, I did for sure.
Yeah, so of course that's how Shangri-La. We traveled from Hot Springs on down to Mena last week.
Yeah.
And you know, Glenwood cuts off that way. You got Royal over here. You got Shangri-La coming up down that way.
Grandparents lived in Glenwood.
Okay.
I lived in Glenwood before we moved to Panama. So I knew that. Well, we went to Central America.
Think about this is that, again, but if you look at, say, you, Justin, and Daly, all of you come from small communities, you know, the Dardanelle for Daly, and you were in Desert. Of course, Hot Springs, too, but Desert at one point in high school. So a small town can get it done, too.
Yeah.
If you just joined us, Justin's going to be on with us till the top of the hour. We'll have Joe Nichols after that.
Yep.
Let's do this. We got to play a little match game.
Okay.
Oh. Cliff, would you like to play a match game with us?
You're going to play a match game with us.
And by the way, Justin, we found out we got here in this amazing study that's got all these Super Bowl trophies and other trophies that you've got a guitar here.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to play it.
Can you?
You're going to play it. We're going to sing.
Justin Moore.
Yeah.
Justin Moore may sing along with you.
Yeah.
What's your song? If you can sit down and you can play it, what would it be? Is
Purple Rain?
No, stop it. Look at you.
He does
too. Look at you. Yeah. Justin can sing Purple Rain. He's done that.
We can do some Millsap too.
I tell you, Justin, last night we were leaving the home here, and Karen, Cliff's wife, said she saw the clip of Roger and Steve Qualls singing Ronnie Millsap.
She said she loves
it. Was awesome.
Ronnie Millsap.
That clip has gotten a little bit of a fun play out of it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Wow. So
if we did one with Cliff, boy.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Every Cowboy and OU, OBU guy would be all over that.
Well,
man.
We may try that during the break. We won't put pressure on you during that.
No pressure.
It's a purple haze.
All right, Todd, do you have the open for a match game?
I do indeed.
Let's do it.
It's time to play the match game, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys can come up with.
All right, we need a contestant.
Yeah.
And I guess we're giving away Trav's tickets. I don't think we have anything besides that, right? If you want a four pack where you can take more of your family to go to the Trav's, you can do that. Plus, you get a chance to play with Cliff Harris and Justin Moore together.
Oh my God!
I mean, two Arkansas greats.
And Cliff is right. Obviously, he would be. I'm standing up here. I can see his number 333.
333.
He nailed that from the Hall of Fame.
Do you like country music, Cliff? Do you play any? I mean, is that?
I like all kinds of music. Sure. I grew up as a music guy.
Yeah,
and my wife likes country better than I do.
Yeah.
Because she's more country.
Any.
Yeah, because you stopped eating squirrel. If you still ate squirrel,
that's probably right.
That was it. I'm out. I don't want no country. I don't want squirrel.
Any favorite country music artist that you really love? By the way, Wes Sutton says to tell you hello. Your buddy Wes.
And Tony Ronquillo's.
Justin goes, maybe your favorite artist that you're on the phone with.
Yeah, it's a person. But
sorry. That's right. The delay kind of put the kibosh on that punchline there. Baz, at your place.
Yeah, that's right. It did. That was great. We had a commercial that we shot, and it was made up, and they asked me, well, who's your favorite country music artist? I said, oh, that's a tough one. And Johnny Cash, and Justin goes, I'm sitting right here. Thank you very much. And yeah, we've been really honored to be a part of over the last 5 years. Justin, since he's been doing the show, has had four number ones, I think.
Wow.
Either three or four since he's done the show, which is pretty cool considering, you know, you're juggling all the things and getting it done. So. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where's he live?
Yeah. Yeah, what's that? Awesome.
Where's he live?
He's in Poen, Arkansas.
Poen.
Yeah, but that's where he grew up and that's where he's at. Looks like, listen, we need to get, do we have to throw in a T-shirt? Is that what we got to do?
Okay.
Steve Quarles, Morning Man T-shirt, is that what we got to do?
I think so.
All right. So
can
listen,
we do it?
Steve Qualls, can we do that? Design Labs. All right, the Trav's tickets and a Morning Mayhem T-shirt. Let's go. 661-1037. There's a good chance that you're going to win this thing. This is a. By the way, I haven't mentioned it. Today is National Hot Dog Day. Cliff, did you know that it's National Hot Dog Day?
Oh yeah, I know.
It's National I Love Horses Day.
Okay.
Gonna give a shout out to our guy Ron Moquette, who is a faithful listener and spending a lot of time up in New York. Saratoga is what they call it.
yes, it is.
Look at that. The T-shirt does it.
It's a full call board now. What Morning Mayhem shirt?
Oh, look at now even more. Now we got more contestants that we got
more
take.
Contestants than.
This,
sure.
This is going to be what I'm going to do, Cliff. I'm going to give a word like Christmas blank, and so it could be Christmas tree, Christmas present, and you think of what that match would be, and just don't tell anybody.
Don't say
it. We'll let our listener come up with theirs, and if then matches either yours or mine or Justin or whatever, then they win. That's the way it works. So easy peasy. Let's go to Steve. I think he was first.
All right, Steve-o.
Punch him up there, Teddy P.
Let's go ahead and get him.
Steve, are you there?
We can get him there.
Here.
Down. There we go. Hey, Steve, good morning. You ready to play?
Yes, sir. Real quick.
All right.
Golf. I met Jay Bird and Cliff Harris on a golf course.
Is that right?
Well, yep.
Nah.
Same place?
Good place to meet folks.
Yes, it is.
Good thing to do.
All right. Are you ready? Here we go. All right, because I did say it was National Hot Dog Day today, I'm going to take a little spin off that. I'm going to go dog blank.
Dog
food. Don't
blank.
Don't blur. Yeah,
dog blank.
Yeah. Don't just hold it until he gives us his. All right, so you get a lot of different directions you could go there, including what Cliff might have just said there. that's okay. That's okay. Roger, do you have yours?
I do.
Justin Moore, do you have yours?
I do.
Yeah, we got a little bit of delay here, and that's okay. And Toddy P, if you want to be in it, you can jump in too. Here we go.
Got mine.
All right, so Todd has his. Steve, what is your answer for a Morning Mayhem T-shirt and Trav's tickets?
Well, the first thing I thought of is where Kate sends Justin to the doghouse.
Very nice. All right, we're going to go doghouse. We'll start with Justin Moore. Justin, what did you have, Justin?
I had dog park.
Dog park.
Oh, very good.
Not bad. Not shabby.
Cliff Harris, you had?
I had food.
That's okay.
Because my dog was just in here.
That's okay. Dog food, a very good one. Roger, what did you have?
I went with dog bone.
Dog bone. Toddy P, what did you have?
I'm going with how I'm feeling right now. Dog tired.
Dog tired. So many choices.
How many guesses do you have?
I have 1, 2, 3. I had 5 answers.
Okay, here we go.
So I had dog park.
Yeah.
I had dog bone.
Yeah.
I had dog bowl.
Oh, that's 3.
Which, you know, there's some stories about dog bowls.
There really are dog bowls.
I don't know if, have I ever told you, Justin, the story about the dog bowl?
I don't think you want anybody to
boil what that story is. If it's the one I know. I'll never get that mental image out of my mind.
Oh, man.
I think I told, thank you for that, by the way.
You will.
Of all the things seared into my brain.
I think I told him and Kate when we were in Aspen one day. Over a few drinks back in the day.
There's no doubt you did.
So it
when them key parties.
Dog park, dog bone, dog bowl, dog food, and of course I had dog house for the win.
Of course you did.
Way to go, Steve.
Way to go, Steve. Steve, you are going to be the newest member of the Morning Mayhem Militia. Please give your information to Todd Pierce. That by that I mean your name, full name, and your address, and we'll get that to Stephen Qualls down at Design Lab in Hot Springs, and he will mail you, like Cliff does, when you send him stuff to
Autograph. That's right.
He will sign it for you.
So Justin, this is good. I'm glad Roger brought that up. You still get fan mail without even publicizing. You don't publicize your address.
No,
and then people
not at all.
People find the address somehow and will write you or send you a card, send you like a player card or whatever.
With money
to sign it.
I stamp.
Oh, wow.
You
get so many that.
Well, I thought that it would help. I think I need to up my price.
Hey, one of these days you may not listen.
I'll pay you $20 for that autographed mini helmet. I'll give you $20.
Okay.
I'll do it. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got to mention, too, you had the All-Star game last night. I don't know if anybody watched it. 4-0, American League wins. It was the first shutout since 2013. Yeah. You had the soccer match yesterday. Spain beat France. And you got the biggie today, England and Argentina.
Yeah.
I don't know, again, anything about soccer, but that's going to be a big matchup.
Well, don't say that. You say so short. We know a lot about soccer now.
I'm going to take Argentina.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah. Of course, Justin, when we come back, we'll give you a chance maybe to say a little bit more about what you think about the center that we got the commitment for yesterday and the 3 guys that are going to the SEC Media Days that I'll see next week in Tampa. So, Todd, let's take us a break.
I didn't see who they were.
It's Quincy Rhodes Jr., Caden Kittler, who was our guy every week last year, and then Sutton Smith, a running back transfer from Memphis. So, no QB. Which I think is the right move since he hadn't really named a starter. So
and some are talking about him taking that, taking his guy from Memphis that he
instead of Brandon Russell. I think that does make a statement about Sutton Smith. And
I think it does.
Yeah. What were you saying, Justin? I'm sorry.
Oh, I think I was finished.
No, this is good. Listen, we got a little bit of delay sometimes.
I don't remember at this point.
That's okay. All right, don't go away. 8:48 here on Morning Mayhem, live from Dallas, Texas, in the home of Cliff Harris. We're not quite done yet here, but we'll see if Roger can fire it from his board. Let's see if he can do this. There you go. Can you got it?
Hold on.
He's maneuvering from his computer.
I don't think I can do what I can.
Todd's got to do it.
He's on the other line.
I know that's what I'm saying. I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know
Todd, if you sense that we're needing to go to break, look down at your computer and punch it up.
If not, we will play the entire Gap Band album. Pending action.
Todd, if you see it.
Hey, it's David Bouncer from my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com. Right now to book a free T-test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. Southern Bank presents Family Feud on 103.7 The Buzz. Tune in to Morning Mayhem Tuesday mornings for your chance to play with Justin Moore, David, and Roger. Family Feud on Morning Mayhem. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Fort Thompson's is having a sale. Ruger RXM 9mm, $369.90. 6-Hour 365 Macro Nightmare 9mm, $679.90. CCI Blazer Brass 9mm, 50-Count Ammo for $11.99 a box at Fort Thompson's.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey.
So Tony Renacino says he's got a recording of you singing this.
Oh, he does.
Yes. I don't know what the story is.
I don't either.
661-1037. Got a few minutes with Justin Moore left before we go. Justin, you said you were high on the young man that we signed yesterday. I don't know why. Every player we sign, it seems, has got a weird pronunciation. Or every basketball player, Roger, it seems, mm-hmm. has a weird last name. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I would probably, it's Caleb Orgogi. I don't know.
Very, very.
Do you know close. How to say it?
Caleb Origu.
Origu, okay. And Justin Moore is very high.
Yeah, on Origu. On Origu.
6'10", 220.
Actually, from the latest that I read, actually yesterday, he's 6'11",
240.
Almost 250.
He's like that was in the Democrat Gazette today. So that, I mean, that obviously that can yeah. vary a little bit. So yeah, but you're high on him.
Yeah, and that's just from doing research and listening to people who know a lot more than I do. I mean, this is a major, major get. It's not the best player that. Calipari's had come in here clearly, but just as far as that being a position of need where we needed depth, it's huge. It's probably the biggest recruitment. One of the guys who covers the Razorbacks said this, and I agree with it. Probably the biggest get in recruiting based on what we need of Calipari's time here.
Well, you know, it's yeah, it's a thing. You know,
I've had like 2 hours sleep, so I might be rambling.
No, we just, you know, we've been talking about, all right, where's the big man? Where's the big man? And it looked like there was not going to be one, and so he's probably going to be a one and doneer. But he's a big looking kid.
Got
a lot of times we
I would say he's probably more of a 2-year guy, but he's that good is the point, and he's some. Beef in there that we've been missing. We've had tall guys, but we haven't had big guys, if that makes sense.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, we'll see. And it continues to have it. I think it's the number one rated class, you know, in basketball, I think.
Oh, it 100. It was before this commit. You know what's crazy is there are going to be 9 freshmen on this team, and I think they have 15 roster spots, I believe.
Again, Justin, is that a good strategy?
Well, it's Cal's strategy regardless. Yeah. He's going to take the talent, kind of like I said yesterday, he's going to take the talent all day, every day. And if you think about just last year, for example, it was not lack of experience that got us beat. It was the lack of a post presence. On the heels of what we were just discussing with Origu, but and we played, quite honestly, in my opinion, the best team in the country in the Sweet 16. So I don't know. Everybody has their own opinions of that, Baz. I mean, I don't think there's a right or a wrong. I think ideally you would have a good mix of both.
Yep.
But Calipari's going to take predominantly, the best freshman in the country every year. And for me personally, I want to win the national championship every year in every sport, obviously, as you guys do. But for me, last year was so much fun to watch because we had a player who was in the national spotlight.
You bet.
So that, it's kind of whatever you prefer, I guess.
Right.
So.
Well, listen, hey, have a good time with Ella.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, have a good time with her, and we'll talk to you whether it be tomorrow or Friday. Just let us know.
See you, love.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys.
Have a good day. See you, Jesse. All right, we'll come back. We'll visit with Joe Nichols. Listen, Joe, Cliff, he may want you to play a little guitar. Joe's a country music artist, got 5 number one hits. Tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Oh, you ever hear her
play to that
long
one?
As long as I can get G, C, and D, the records I know.
All right, do not go away. We'll be back in just a minute, 9 o'clock.
Just give me a call. Stop me now. Have a good time. Stop me now. Have a good time. I don't want to stop at all. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars.
You know, speeding might seem like a way to save a few minutes, but it can cost so much more. Every time you drive faster than the posted speed limit, you're reducing your reaction.